Hello children, welcome to Medarata Guru Gedara English Literature Program. I am Lalindi Damanupula from St. Anthony's Convent, Kandy. Today we are going to discuss the poem The Huntsman by Edward Lawberry under the theme Humor. So children, I will just give you a brief introduction about the poet. Edward Joseph full name is Edward Joseph Lister Lawberry. He was born in London and was educated at St. Paul's School in London and received his higher education from University College, Oxford. And then he joined the London Hospital Medical College and became a specialist in pathology. Apart from his medical profession, he was very much interested in literature. His first collection of poetry was published while he was working in Kenya. So, while he was in Kenya, he showed a keen interest in Kenyan folklore and collected many Kenyan folk tales. This poem, The Huntsman, is based on such a Kenyan folk tale. So, children, this poem, then we know this is something to do with the Kenyan folklore, right? So, children, there are five stanzas in this poem. We will just go through the poem. We will just read the poem and then you can understand what is it about. Kagwa hunted the lion. Through bush, forest, went his spear. One day he found the skull of a man and said to it, "How did you come here?" The skull opened its mouth and said, "Talking brought me here." Kagwa hurried home, went to the king's chan, spoke, "In the forest I found a talking skull." The king went silent. Then he said slowly, "Never since I was born of my mother have I seen or heard of a skull which spoke." The king called out his guards, "Two of you now go with him and find this talking skull. But if his tale is a lie and the skull speaks no word, this Kagwa himself must die." They rode into the forest. For days and nights they found nothing. At last they saw the skull. Kagwa said to it, "How did you come here?" The skull said nothing. Kagwa implored, but the skull said nothing. The guard said, "Kneel down." They kill him with sword and spear. Then the skull opened its mouth. "Huntsman, how did you come here?" And then the dead man answered, "Talking brought me here." So children, this poem is not that difficult because you can understand the language is so easy and you can understand the language, not liking other poems. So we will just discuss the first stanza. We will go in details, right? So who is this hunter? His name is Kagwa. So in the first stanza, there is an introduction saying that Kagwa is a hunter who hunts lions. So he hunts lions through bush and forest with his spear. So he uses his spear to hunt the lions. So what happened? One day he found the skull of a man. So when he was walking in the forest, he found a skull of a man. And then he wanted to talk to the skull. And he said, "How did you come here?" So, there is a question there. The skull opened his mouth and said, "Talking brought me here." So now children, you can understand there is a little bit humor also in the first stanza, because normally, as far as you know, a skull cannot talk because it's a dead thing. But here, This Kagwa is not an educated person. He lives in the jungle as a hunter and he hunts animals. So children, this Kagwa, while he was walking in the forest, he was hunting, and he saw this skull. All of a sudden, accidentally, he saw a skull and he wanted to talk to a skull. Normally, a person, will never, if you have common sense, and a person will never talk to a skull. But here, in the first stanza, we see the huntsman speaks to a skull. So here, there is humor, right? So I don't think that it is very difficult for you to understand, because it's a simple language where you can understand what happened between the skull and the hunter. Okay, children? Okay, now we'll move to the second stanza. Kagwa hurried home, went to the king's jar and spoke. In the forest, I found a talking skull. The king went silent. Then he said slowly, "Never since I was born of my mother have I seen or heard of a skull which spoke." What happened after that? Now in this area, in this country, especially in this Kenya, because it is something to do, like it's like a tribe, right? So they were used to inform if something happens to the king. So now this is something that was surprised to Kagwa the hunter. So what he thought was, he was very faithful, and he was a ordinary man and very faithful, and he wanted to obey the rules of the king. So he went straight away to the king, went to the king's chair and spoke, he said, "In the forest I found a talking skull." So what will happen to the king? Do you think that the king will that he will believe the hunter? We'll see what happened. The king went silent and then said slowly, "Never since I was born of my mother have I seen or heard of a skull which spoke." So now children, what is the message here? What does the king thinks? He thinks that this man is so crazy. What is he talking about? Because I have never heard, I have never seen, or I have never heard a skull talking. Right? Now here, there is humor again, because you can understand Kagwa is an ordinary man. And this is a tribe, right? A king should not get excited when a normal commoner comes and inform this type of messages. So he did not believe, right? He did not believe, and that's why he was very silent. Okay, so what happened was, anyway, the king, we will move to the third one. The king called out his guards, "Two of you now go with him and find this talking skull. But if his tale is a lie and the skull speaks no word, this Kagwa himself must die." What happened? So, normally the king should not believe such things, but he called his guards, two of the guards, and said, "You should go with Kagwa to the forest and you have to find the talking skull." Again, there is humor there. Why do you think so, children? Now, this, the king should not believe such things, but all of a sudden he tells the guards to go and search for the skull. So we can understand at the same time the king believed this as well. We can understand that he believed what Kagwa told. Earlier he did not believe, but after thought he must have thought that he should try out and see, right? So what he did was, and he told the guards that you should go with him, and if the skull does not speak no word, this Kagwa himself must die. So message that he is giving. If it is a lie that Kagwa must die, that means you should kill him then and there, that because he is he is lying, that we should not believe in him. He has done a blunder, so we should kill him. So that was the punishment that he should get. So that is what the king told the two guards. We'll move to the fourth one here. Then they said, they rode into the forest. For days and nights, they found nothing. At last, they saw the skull. Kagwa said to it, "How did you come here?" The skull said nothing. Kagwa implored, but the skull said nothing. What happened? What happened here? So, Kagwa went with the two guards. They went into the forest. They were walking for days and nights, but they could not find anything. At last, they saw the skull. Anyway, when they were walking, somehow they found the skull. And Kagwa spoke to the skull and asked the skull, "How did you come here?" All of a sudden, he asked, "How did you come here?" So Kagwa asked from the skull, "How did you come here?" The skull said nothing. Here, the skull did not talk. And Kagwa was, he was pleading. He became helpless. But the skull said nothing, because the skull did not feel like talking. We will discuss why it was like that, right? When we go to the last stanza, the guard said, "Kneel down." They killed him with a sword and spear. Then the skull opened its mouth. "Huntsman, how did you come here?" And the dead man answered, "Talking brought me here." What happened? So, because the skull did not talk, the guard said, "Kneel down." So now, the king said, if the skull does not talk, to kill him. So now they are going to kill Kagwa, the hunter. So they ask him to kneel down. They kill him with sword and spear. Now he look at this. They kill with sword and spear. So Kagwa used the sword and spear to kill the lion. So children, there is irony here. Why is it? Because Kagwa hunted the lion with sword and spear, and at last he was killed by sword and spear. Then the skull opened. So after killing, the guards would have gone. Then the skull opened its mouth. What did he say? "Huntsman, how did you come here?" Now the skull opened its mouth and he asked the same question where the huntsman asked him the first day. Huntsman, how did you come here? And the dead man means it's Kagwa, answered, talking brought me here. So what he says is, he said, talking brought me here. Now children, again we can discuss about the whole poem. There is a moral here. There is a message given to us by Edward Lawberry, right? So there are a lot of techniques here in this poem. There are so many techniques. Using techniques, we can understand there is a message in this poem. So if we talk about the poetic techniques in this poem, it is something to do with humor. So there is humor. Why is it? It is brought out in a sad incident through irony, right? So there is fun and sarcasm. The behavior of the skull is ambiguous and sarcastic, okay? And there are so many irony here. So we can understand that Kagwa died the same way as he hunted the lions. So there is irony there. What about the style of the writing style? We can say it's a narrative style. It is like a story. It's almost a story. And it is in the third person narrative, right? It talks about a hunter. Who is the hunter? Kagwa. And what about the language here? Yeah, we can discuss the language, conversational language, and it is in the direct speech and more dramatic. So there is ambiguous here. Talking brought me here. When we use that sentence, there is ambiguous. We can understand so many things. If you say talking brought me here, what is it, children? Because of your mouth. අපි සිංහලෙන් එකට කියනවා මාළුවා නැහින්නේ කට නිසා. So it is something like that. So that is ambiguous. And the language is very simple and conversational. When we talk about irony, children, Kagwa thought that he will receive some good results by revealing a secret. That's why he ran to the king. He should not open his mouth, right? But he ran to the king and revealed this secret. What is the secret? He said that in the forest, there is a skull, a dead skull, and it can talk. So what is the irony here? The irony is, he wanted to get some prize, or we can say to get the reward from the king. But what he got was the death penalty rather than getting a royal prize, right? And we have there is contrast here. The hunter of lions can be contrasted with the conduct. Now, when we talk about a hunter, look at the topic here, the huntsman. When we talk about a hunter, children, we can just visualize. We can visualize a well-built person with bravery and courageous, and having confidence like that. But what happened to his conduct? He was a little bit silly, right? Like a small child running, seeing something and running to his mother and complaining, such thing. It's like that. So there is a contrast. The person that we see as a hunter is not the person here that we see. That's why it comes under the theme humor. This comes under humor. And where is the climax that you find in this poem? The climax comes where Kagwa dies as the skull did not talk, right? That is the place. So we can see it's very fatal irony, right? Instead of getting the reward, he gets a death penalty. So it's like that. And the poem is an evidence of imaginative richness and we can say psychological insight of the poet. It is also full of suspense, mystery and supernatural elements. And we can say as the second irony, the predator of the lions become the victim of the guards because Huntsman is known as a, he is known as a great hunter. I mean, if a hunter can hunt lions, so that means he is not that, he is a very brave person. Right, if you can fight with lions and all. So here we cannot see that, though he is hunting lions, he was very silly in front of the king. So it's like that. So that's why we say the predator of the lions became a victim of the guards. Right, and we can see the third irony. The same kind of weapon that he used to kill the lions, the same weapon like the sword and the spear, he used to kill the lion. Where he used to kill the lion, at last the huntsman was killed with his sword and spear. Right, so and the fourth irony we can see the huntsman when he asks, "How did you come here?" The skull knows if he open his mouth again that something will happen. Now, what can you understand, their children? Now, we also can give just a clue when the guards were there. When the guards were there and when Kagwa asked to talk to the skull, why didn't the skull talk here? Can you just think, children? What is the reason? What is the reason that he did not talk here? There should be a reason. What is the reason? Maybe he was also killed by these two guards. Or he was ordered to kill by the same king and guards must have killed him. So because of that, he just kept his mouth shut. So Kagwa did not know the danger behind this. He was so innocent. So he was also a victim. So that's why the skull did not talk. So, and when the skull feels like he's threatened, he kept quiet. But the innocent huntsman, Kagwa, could not understand the gravity of it. That's why he just kept quiet. Okay? So, we will discuss more about the poem. I will just go through some information about the huntsman here.